Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. This week, I want to talk about how we can feel like we're enough, especially as women, as moms. There's this invisible, constant comparison, right? Where we look and we see this picture perfect Pinterest neighbor, and we feel like we're not measuring up, not adding up. And then sometimes we take it to letting people's thoughts and their opinions become our own thoughts and our opinions, that maybe we are what they think they are. As I've thought about this over a while, it reminded me of this super cute kids book. Have you read You Are Special by Max Lucado? It is one of my favorites. So as I've been pondering over a lot of judgment and comments and just people in general, I think as we go to social media and look online and the news, everywhere we turn, you see people pulling others down and judging them and dragging on them. And we need to realize that we're good enough the way we are. We're kind, we're loving, and it doesn't matter if other people don't recognize that, don't see that, because their opinions don't matter. And it's really hard to get there. So in this cute children's book, I'm just going to read a tiny little excerpt of it and then summarize the ending. But it's so cute. So it's called You're Special by Max Lucado. Okay. The Wemmicks were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a wood worker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses. Others had large eyes. Some were tall and others were short. Some wore hats, others wore coats, but all were made by the same carver and all lived in the same village. And all day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of Golden Star stickers and a box of Gray Dot stickers. Up and down the streets, all over the city, people spent their days sticking stickers or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else and get another star. Others, though, could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. When he tried to explain why he had fallen, he would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him more dots. After a while, he had so many dots, he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid he would do something silly, such as forget his hat or step in the water. And then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many gray dots that some people came up and gave him dots for no reason at all. He deserves lots of dots, the wooden people would agree one with another. He's not a good wooden person. After a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a good Wemmick, he would say. A few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had a lot of dots. He felt better around them. One day, he met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers. It was just that the stickers didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots, so they would run up and give her a star, but it would fall off. Others looked down on her for having no stars, so they would give her a dot, but that wouldn't stick either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want anyone's marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go see Eli. Eli? Yes, Eli, the woodcarver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Why don't you find out for yourself? Go up the hill. He's there. And with that, the Wemmick who had no stickers turned and skipped away. So that's just a little teaser of this story. And what happens is he ends up going to see the woodcarver and realizes that he was made perfectly the way he was. And it doesn't matter what other people's opinions are. It doesn't matter what other people think of us. What matters is he thinks we're good. And as I've been dealing over the last, you know, while with some differing opinions on people in my life, and it just visually, I love that those dots and those stars don't need to stick. We're good the way we are. We are enough the way we are. God created us. We are one of a kind, and we don't need to be like other people. We can be our true selves, and that's okay. We don't need other people's criticism. We don't need other people's accolades. I mean, it does feel good. It does feel great to get good and positive feedback, but it's hard if we hinge our efforts on that feedback, because the feedback of others doesn't matter. The feedback of our creator is what matters. The feedback of our loved ones is really what matters to us. And I loved this sweet story. So look it up, buy the book. It's so cute. But it did get me thinking, you know, every time we do hear that negative feedback, or we start to compare ourselves and we think, oh, we're not like them, or we don't do this, so we don't write notes in my kids' lunch. I don't even make them a lunch. I let them take school lunch. And it's easy to write, add up all of the qualities that we don't have. But we just need to look inside and realize we don't need stars. We don't need dots. We are enough. We are good enough the way we are, because God made us different. God made us individuals, and he doesn't make mistakes. So our weaknesses might be someone else's strengths, but our strengths are someone else's weaknesses. And we don't need to compare those or make us feel put down because of that. And it made me also think of when Jesus started his ministry. Remember, he went back to Nazareth and people didn't believe. They just looked at him like, oh, that's the carpenter's son. Like, no. And then he moved on and went to Capernaum. And how sad was that for the people of Nazareth, that they didn't get to have any miracles from our Savior Jesus Christ because they didn't believe. They just thought, oh, he was labeled as this, and that's what he is. And we need to let those labels go. We need to let what other people think of us fall off. So we don't need dots. We don't need stars. We are who we are. And we are created perfectly from the creator of the world. And he created us to be different. And that's okay. And it merely made me think, with Jesus, how sad that would have been, you know, going back to your hometown and wanting to give back and wanting to help heal the sick and perform all these things for those people that he grew up with, and they rejected him and judged him to be just average. And how many times in our life are we rejected and are we judged? And the Savior ultimately is such a great example. His life, you think, oh, you know, so many times it's like, oh, it's not fair. Why is this happening to me? And when you get stuck on that self-pity cycle, it's hard to get out of that. But an easy way to get out of that is turning to the scriptures, right? Turning to look at other great people throughout history that had to deal with hard, horrible things that rose above it. And that's what can get you out of that self-pity, is looking at, wow, they did it, I can do it. Or look at what you've done that's been hard previously and go, okay, I have already done that, I can move forward. And remember, when people don't believe in you, they didn't believe in Jesus either. So even the greatest of all had people who wanted to give him dots and wanted to give him stars, but they don't matter, guys. And remember that this week, we don't need people's dots. We don't need people's stars.